We are in the topic of Everything is Attained by the Power of Prayer. We're going to read selected excerpts. We're in excerpt number 9. The study material appears in the Arvut system in the study materials tab. You can send questions live.
Yeah, we talked about it and we see how this is our work. That we'll need to understand in a very clear way that except for prayer, nothing can help us. So let's concentrate on this. Each one will feel himself that he is responsible for everybody and that he's praying for everyone when he prays, for all our community as one big ten and the private tens inside it. And all of humanity is included in this. Let's raise all our prayers from all of us together to the Creator. Because that's what our future depends on. No matter what, only on that. We study, we're smart, we know all the books. But all in all, we're learning all these things in order to reach a deficiency, the right deficiency, to connect to the Creator and to demand of Him and ask of Him to ascend to His degree, to adhere to Him. That's it. Like we learned now in the second restriction, everything depends on the subjugation towards the Upper One. That the Upper One will take us on His hands and raise us to Him, and from that height we'll be able to see reality and adhere to the Upper One. Please, Dudi.
Citut mispar 9. כותב בעל הסולם.
Excerpt number 9. בעל הסולם writes, "We should learn this trade before we enter the king's palace, meaning muster power and might to stand as pillar of iron until we elicit the desire from the Creator. As it is written, take no rest. Although the Creator seems silent and unresponsive, let it not cross your minds to be silent too. Take no rest. This is not what the Creator intended by His silence, but rather to give you power to stand afterward in the King's palace when you have no blemish. This is why, and give Him no rest."
Again,
quote number 9. "We should learn this trade before we enter the king's palace, meaning muster power and might to stand as a pillar of iron until we elicit the desire from the Creator. As it is written, take no rest. Although the Creator seems silent and unresponsive, let it not cross your minds to be silent too. Take no rest. This is not what the Creator intended by His silence, but rather to give you power to stand afterward in the king's palace when you have no blemish. This is why, and give Him no rest."
PT 19.
Yeah,
he says beautiful words, take no rest, because the Creator does this to give you power afterwards. What does it mean, not to keep quiet, to act? What does it mean?
Act in all your might.
What does it mean to act with all your might?
Everything you can do, everything in your power to do, do it.
You said we have to reach the right deficiency for the Creator to hear us.
Right.
What is that correct deficiency?
That only the Creator can do it, and He'll do it for sure the moment you can activate your desire correctly.
Right, and that's my question. How can you reach the right deficiency? What does it mean?
That's called that you really yearn for the help of the Creator.
How can we come to that longing is what I'm asking.
Each and every day, tell yourself that today I'm reaching a state that I'm convincing the Creator to help me. And that's how it should be from day to day, more and more, not to break.
No.
I have to feel bad to reach this deficiency?
It depends what you mean bad.
To feel bad, to feel pressure, suffering, what?
We need to develop a deficiency that is more and more correct. That's whatever I didn't gain yesterday in some lottery or something, and I didn't win the $1 million, so that could be a deficiency too. But we need to work on the right deficiency.
So everything we see in the world today, all the troubles we see, it's created by for us to reach such a deficiency, to pray to Him, that's the problem?
No.
No?
No, we all want to reach a state that upon all these things, we will want to give contentment to the Creator from praying for the whole and peace of the world.
When there's a trouble, we pray for world peace. If there's no trouble, that's what I'm asking. If there's no trouble, then we, what?
So it means that you don't see, talk to people today. People for sure, a few will say that there are no troubles and no problems.
Today we're looking at World War III, it's horrible.
We'll see it soon in practice.
Do you think that such a disaster can actually happen?
It's all ahead.
Itafor. Rav, buongiorno.
Rav, good morning.
Morning. Rav, come facciamo a rimanere di fronte al Bore come una colonna quando, per esempio, inoltriamo una preghiera per un periodo molto lungo che i nostri amici possano ritornare al centro della decina e questo non accade.
Repeat, please.
Come facciamo a stare come una colonna di fronte al Boré, così come dice lo scritto, quando per un lungo tempo preghiamo al Boré che gli amici ritornano al centro della decina e questo non accade?
You have to understand that what is happening is done by the Creator.
And
whichever way we can convince Him, that's what we do. So try, as it's written, make your desire as His desire, so He can make His desire as your desire. That's it. I have nothing else to add.
PT 4.
What does it mean when he says to rather give you the power to stand afterwards in the king's palace with no blemish? What kind of power is needed?
Where are you reading?
It's there. The last sentence, this is not what the Creator intended by His silence, but rather to give you power to stand afterward in the King's palace when you have no blemish. What does it mean afterward?
Afterward, when you reach a state that you will truly not have anything to pray for, and you still see that you do have what to pray for.
So what kind of power is that? Power of prayer?
Have the force of prayer. Even though, really, you don't discover any reason for it. We're going to bump into this many times. Yes, Dudi.
You said before we also have to have a prayer towards the world, humanity. We also learn about the prayer of filling everyone in the world, please, and a prayer for the friends. How to organize all of that? It opens up more and more in the 10. We have to aim high. What?
Everything concentrates on one point, central point, that he wants to aim towards the Creator and specifically give him contentment. And all other problems and trouble he feels on more external circles is so he can aim his deficiency to the Creator in order to cause pleasures to the Creator, in order to pray for him, in order to see in all these things that are being revealed in the world, in the group, and in himself, that it's all revealed only in order to aim him to bestow to the Creator.
But when we approach, even now, just reading the excerpt and raising a prayer together, what do we aim for?
We aim, all in all, how to give contentment.
Through which circle, that is?
Through the 10? No more or less, only the 10. Okay. Well, Turkey 4.
Rav, many times we heard and read as the yearning is the face itself. Can you explain this more?
Yearning for the Creator comes from Him shining a special illumination on a person, and a person feels that he yearns for Him. So what are you asking about that? The yearning is a result. A person thinks that he yearns. No, the Creator is the first. He awakens the yearning in a person.
My question is that, does the face comes as a result of the yearning, or the yearning is the result, the face itself? This is my question.
No, the face is a result of the yearning from the Creator shining. A person starts discovering the yearning for the Creator. That's called his face. Bulgaria.
So yearning is not the result.
Yearning is a result of the Creator illuminating. It's a result. The Creator is always first. I was first. That's what it says. Anywhere. Because even in the biggest vessel, nothing can feel or move if the Creator didn't awaken it. Not, doesn't shake it up. Bulgaria 1.
Rav, признак за какво е, че не успявам да се моля за другарите?
The fact that I can't pray for the friends, what does that indicate?
Siman le?
A sign for? Should indicate what? That he can't pray?
Yeah, to pray for the friends.
Only to the friends or the Creator too? Anyway, it means you're not thinking about it enough. You need to think what I need to do in order to reach revelation in the Creator. Adhesion to the Creator I can only reach through my request. I have nothing else to do towards the upper force, only by request. Only requesting. And if I can't do anything, I have to pray to the Creator. Why doesn't He give it to me? Give me a deficiency to ask. Why do I not know, I not feel who I can turn to? And so on and so on. In our mind, can we write it down before us on our page? Can we? And then read it a few times a day? That's how we start. And afterwards, we reach a desire and a prayer from the bottom of the heart. And that's how it'll be. Okay.
Rabbi, if you can explain, it's still not clear. What does it mean that the Creator is silent? Well, what is that silence?
The Creator isn't silent. But if we can't awaken Him, so we can't hear. That's it. That's a problem in us and not in Him. He isn't proud, or He isn't, doesn't do it on purpose that He's quiet. That's what's written. Make your desires His desire. If you work on equivalence of desires, of deficiencies between the Creator's and yours, then you'll discover that He's always ready and prepared. Absolutely, yes.
If I can ask another question, you said longing is a result, that the Creator is first, He awakens it, but what precedes the longing? What have we done that awakened the longing?
The Creator is still the first.
Okay, and one step before, where is us? Where are we?
We are always the result. It never starts from us that I initiate anything. The Creator is always the one initiating. I am first and I am last. And what it seems to us that we are first, it's all because of lack of revelation.
And where are we? He initiates, He awakens, He develops our yearning. Where do we merge Him with Him and get in there?
By you adding from yourself.
What else do I have to add?
That the awakening He awakens in you will be yours.
What does it mean that it will be mine?
That you'll feel that you belong to that deficiency.
And what does it mean to add of myself? What am I adding here?
Inspiration, excitement, connection, addition. Mm-hmm.
Well,
we read one more.
Yes.
Excerpt number 10, Bala Sulam, letter 34. We rush our pleas above, knock by knock, tirelessly, endlessly, and do not weaken at all when He does not answer us. We believe He hears our prayer, but waits for a time when we have the kelim to receive the faithful bounty. And then we will receive a reply to each and every prayer at once, since the hand of the Lord will not be short, God forbid.
Again,
quote number 10. We rush our pleas above, knock by knock, tirelessly, endlessly, and do not weaken at all when He does not answer us. We believe He hears our prayer, but waits for a time when we have the kelim, the vessels, to receive the faithful bounty. And then we will receive a reply to each and every prayer at once, since the hand of the Lord will not be short, God forbid.
No questions. Ita 4.
Rav, is written, the Creator is the first and the last one. So what's for us is just the efforts, right, to connect?
To ask. And to connect is already a condition for the right request. We need to ask in order to ask correctly in the right forces, and that's how we connect.
PT 31. Rav, it says that the answering of the prayer is only happens when there's a vessel. Isn't the prayer itself a vessel?
Yes, if the prayer is complete, you don't need anything else that includes everything in it.
Woman.
Question from PT 38. How do we convince the Creator to help us?
I think the women should know that better than the men. They have patience and an art to demand what they want and receive. You have to be persistent, you have to have nerve and correct, ask correctly on the right states especially. It's a profession. How to go and ask and demand. But it justifies the existence of the whole vessel. Next.
From Petach Tikva. Our whole foundation of our work is to bring contentment to the Creator. What to do if we have no such lack? How to attain it?
I can't say it's... Just speak about it between you. Try and share advice. Get inspired by one another. Try and, in this conversation between you, to annul the pride and to still incorporate between you. And you'll see how suddenly a warm heart opens and yearns for the Creator. Just even a bit to annul our ego. And we'll already feel how it can all be aimed towards the Creator. And there's no more than prayer. All this wisdom we're learning, that after prayer, we'll advance and attain it practically. But actually, everything comes from the right prayer. The problem is the right prayer. Otherwise, the whole world for a long time would already go into spirituality. And we see that only individuals in every generation, it's because reaching the right prayer and receiving an answer, a response, that's not simple. That's why let's scrutinize exactly how to ask from the Creator. That's an art. Yes.
Well, they write from the same time. They're asking, it's very hard to turn to the Creator. Like you described yesterday, the baby that exerts in suckling and loses strength. How do you get strength to turn to the Creator if it's also hard to see an example for a prayer from the friends?
There is no such thing that it's difficult from the friends. Or it's difficult, but it's possible. That's the only thing possible. No choice. You want to receive it? Please. There's only one way. To incorporate in the tent, and from them, you get a desire and forces and a tendency to connect to the Creator. Only that way, ladies. I'm sorry, but we don't have any other way. Let's make an effort and break through the machsom, the barrier. Let's break the wall between us and the Creator and see how much He's helping us, how He's opening our hands. He wants to receive everybody and hug everybody, and everything will work out. And let's end here, Dudi.
So our schedule for today from 10 to 10:40, current affairs program with Rav Lightman, and for tomorrow, lesson preparation at 2:40 a.m. Israel time, lesson from 3 to 6, then afternoon, 1:40 p.m. Israel time, lesson preparation 2 to 4, afternoon lesson. With this we conclude. Thank you. Great day, great night. Let's sing a song.
Searching together, following the scent that leads to life. Through each heart, there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves. It's you that lights our hearts, it's you that shines. Forever, every broken part, it's you that binds us all together. It's you that lights our hearts. Forever in our place beyond the river. Together we rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise. Gonna find a way to go above my reason. Gonna find a way to love outside myself. Through each heart there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves. Together we rise, 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 together we rise. Together we rise. Together we rise. Together we rise. Up in.